time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, good. Nice morning outside.
Yeah, it is nice. Should be a decent day as well.
Yeah, not too bad. Beautiful day yesterday. You had a chance to get out yesterday or last evening. You sure enjoyed a good one. I hope you loved it, because not going to be too many more like that here the next few days.
It's going to get warm.
Today won't be so bad, but after today it's going to get a little steamy here in the area, so be prepared for that. Kendall Warren in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Suppliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a used dehumidifier, one of those left. Two used automatic washers, one Maytag drying center, light new condition. Two matched front load washers and dryers, one top load set in good condition. 8 cubic foot chest freezer. Use smooth top electric range in excellent condition. Use 2-door refrigerator, top freezer. Got a 25 cubic foot side beside. One used 10,000 BTU room air conditioner, very good condition. Got a near new Whirlpool air cleaner, portable. Two used built in dishwashers, one portable dishwasher, and two used microwave hood combinations. Got a Holland gas grills in stock, no flare ups, and a lifetime burner warranty. Water softeners by Luxury, it's an Iowa company. Room air conditioners in stock. We got more on the way. Also have 3 different sizes and dehumidifiers. Freezers chest and upright. Got most sizes in stock from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Got a couple of guests in with us this morning from the Atlantic JCs as Tom Welchens and Brad Pierbolt join us this morning. Going to talk a little bit about some of their upcoming events and activities. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Jim.
Morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that very much. Tom, I want to talk fireworks first. I know you're kind of helping to head up that fireworks presentation here for the 4th of July. Planning to do a lot of the same stuff again this year?
That's correct. We have the same fireworks provider as last year, a group called Viking Pyrotechnics. They did a very good job. We heard a lot of good compliments about the show from last year. And the show will be shot off again this year at dusk. We will also have we'll have a DJ providing music both before the fireworks and during the fireworks, patriotic music during the fireworks. We'll also have some bounce houses available for the kids, and once again the Kiwanis will be providing food stand. We'll start parking cars anytime after 7 o'clock on July 4th, and the fireworks will be shot off at dusk. We'll be taking a free will donation at the entrance to the airport, so come on out to the airport, and we'll have a good time on the 4th.
Well, I know a lot of the things you do during the year help to raise money for the projects, including this one as well, and you're always looking for donations. Have folks been pretty generous?
We've had a very, very good reaction from the community. Our fundraising has been very comparable to what it has been the last few years, and we're very appreciative of the community doing that. We'll always take more donations. If you want to send us donations, feel free to send them to the Atlantic JCs, P.O. Box 522, Atlantic, Iowa 50022.
I suppose if you get this year's package all taken care of and paid for, you start putting away money for next year.
That's right.
Yeah, very good. What's it take to put together something like that? Do you just call one of these companies and say, hey, we want fireworks, here's what we want to spend, you guys make it happen?
Well, we put together a contract. The package for the fireworks is about $6,000. Now, $6,000 sounds like a lot of money, but in fireworks, it's a good show. I don't think we'd want to get any cheaper than that. And if we got any more expensive than that, fundraising might get to be a bit difficult. But so we've kind of found that sweet spot in there where we raise money, plus we got to raise a little additional to pay for insurance and all kinds of other stuff to make sure we can continue to function as a not only as a group, but make sure that the fireworks go off as planned.
Now, you guys really don't have any hand at all that night in dealing with the fireworks. Is this all computerized these days?
This is all computerized. We have a professional that comes in. He'll probably show up first thing in the morning on the 4th and get his show all set up on the closed road out where the new runway is built. And that worked out well last year, and I expect it to work out well again this year.
Nobody lighting fuses and running away real fast anymore.
Let's hope not.
Well, I suppose that's good on the insurance deal, too. Brad, lots of other things going on out there for the 4th of July, too. Flight breakfast going to happen that morning?
Sure, we have our annual flight breakfast, and that starts serving at 7 a.m. So we go from 7 to 11, and it's $6 a plate this year. So come on out, and we have a lot of fly-ins, a lot of guys out, got their planes out, flying in from all over the Midwest, so you can see a lot of cool aircraft, bring the kids out, and we always never know what's going to come in and what kind of planes you're going to see, so it's a real fun family morning.
What's on the menu?
We've got pancakes, as always. We've got the pancake man, Jim Cooper. He's coming in. He's been doing this for years for us, and he puts on a good spread. If you love pancakes, it's the place to be, and he puts on a good show while he's making the pancakes. You've got to see how he makes them. He can make about 100 at a time. It's pretty impressive to see. And you get pancakes and all the fixings and some good sides. So,
yeah, I've heard some folks grumble a little bit that, gee whiz, I really don't like it when the 4th of July is right there in the middle of the week on a Wednesday. It just kind of breaks up the week that way, and you don't get to make a long weekend out of it and stuff. Does it seem to affect your crowd at all, though?
You know, we have a great crowd every year, and we're expecting actually a great crowd this year because we know a lot of people can't get away and do the family traveling they may normally do because it is in the middle of the week. So we're hoping for a great crowd. We're prepared for it, and come on out and we'll give you a good breakfast, and then you can see some good entertainment with the planes, and you can even get up and get a ride if you want. I know the airport is selling airplane rides. They usually do every year, so you can get up in the air and see your house.
You know, for folks who don't travel out to the air, see your house. For folks who don't travel out to the airport all that often, it's easy to get to, and there have been some road changes over the years out in that area, but it's real easy to get out to the airport. That shouldn't be an issue at all. Parking's easy.
Yeah. Just come out the airport road. It's it's kind of a closed road these days. The airport's the only thing out there. So we'll park you. The only thing we ask is you don't park along the roadside on the way out to the airport. It's just a safety issue, and the police and the firemen don't like people parked along that road. So if you're coming out that way, come on in. It doesn't cost anything to come in. We just ask for a free will donation. So we'll take a quarter or anything above. If you don't have anything to spare, we'll let you in, and you can see the show for free.
Tom, what's the crowd like that night for the fireworks display? Does it get pretty packed out there at the airport?
It can. Obviously, the sooner you get out there, the closer you're going to be to the front of the line. The more people that show up, obviously, that's makes it easier for us. We also usually go out and do a collection on the hillside and go around and do a collection for that night as well.
You guys know all the good places to sit, too, right?
Yeah, we've done this enough years, we've kind of figured it out, yes.
I understand.
We also, it seems like it gets really busy out there, but we get everyone in and out real quick. So, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, I don't want to go out and fight the crowds. Well, we get everyone cleared out of there within about 15, 20 minutes after the show. So it's real efficient. There's multiple exits. So don't be afraid of coming out and enjoying the fireworks. You're not stuck out there all night afterwards or anything. I know a lot of people got to get up and get to work on Thursday this year. So come on out, and you won't be stuck out there all night, I promise.
It's pretty much one-way traffic. Folks are coming in beforehand, and they're all leaving afterwards. So everybody's heading in the same direction. So it's not all that bad for traffic flow. Tom, why'd you get involved in the JCs?
I got involved in the JCs a few years ago because I saw that there was a need for young people in this town to kind of get an opportunity to exude some leadership on some projects and also give back to the community. And also to get involved in meeting some people.
Okay, very good. And it's worked out well for you?
Yes, it has worked out very well.
Room for any more, or the meeting's just absolutely jam-packed?
Oh, there's always room for more. In fact, we're actually having a planning meeting tonight. Our meetings are generally the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at Family Table at 7 o'clock, including tonight at 7 o'clock. So anybody who's between 18 and 40 who wants to get involved with the Atlantic JCs, we would love to have you.
Very good. Brad, how long have you been with the JCs now?
It's been about 7 years now, 6-7 years, and pretty much had every position available, I think, now, pretty close anyway, and worked on all the projects, and it's been a great experience for me growing up in the community, but I've met so many more people than I would have known otherwise, and worked on some great projects and helped with some good community service.
Right. Well, and it is kind of a different perspective, I suppose, for someone like you who did grow up here, as opposed to a lot of JC members are people who oftentimes come here because of work or what have you, and they're looking for a way to meet people and get involved in the new community that they live in.
Exactly. You know, it's an organization that's based on community service, but we also want to develop ourselves. And whether that be our businesses, whether that be our social networks, or just who we know in the community. And I have to say, you know, I've met so many more people than I would have met being in the JCs. But I've got to be able to use some of my connections that I've, you know, growing up here, known some of the business leaders and community leaders in town. And that's helped the organization, but at the same time, I've met so many more people that I didn't think I would ever meet. So it's been good for me, and you know, we try to do good things for the community.
Yeah, you bet. Very good. Well, JC's been around a good long time. Hope to be around a good long time more here, too. And we'll have more stuff coming up as well, including the fireworks display and the flight breakfast coming up again the next week, the 4th of July. Again, guys, you want to give them the details one more time?
Pancake breakfast will be on the 4th of July from 7 to 11 out at the airport. We'll get you parked and get you in the right hangar. Cost is $6 a plate. Fireworks will begin at dusk. If you want to come anytime after 7 to park, we'll get you in, and free roll donation on that.
All right, very good. Easy enough. And if you'd like to make any donations ahead of time as well, Post Office Box 522 is where you can find the Atlantic JCs. They would appreciate any donation that you can make to help offset the costs of that show. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep, you bet. Appreciate it very much. I want to turn things back over again to Kendall Warren, so he'll have a chance to tell us a little bit more about what's going on down there at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
I was ready.
You always are.
Got freezers just and upright. I guess I already mentioned that, so don't repeat yourself. Washers and dryers, portable large and super capacity models, top load and front load. We offer Whirlpool, Estate, Speed Queen, Maytag, and LG. Got two models in stack units for those of you with limited space. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 75 new ones. Very good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding models, built-in dishwasher, built-in models, full line of built-in cooking equipment are available in special order, such as drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. And, of course, remember, at W&S, we do service the appliances we sell. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And, again, don't forget those fireworks displays coming up 4th of July evening. And before that, the flight breakfast with the Pancake Man out at the Atlantic Airport as well, 7 to 11 in the morning. They hope to have plenty of folks stop on by. And, again, if you would like to make a donation, you can make those free will donations during the fireworks event or during the flight breakfast or by sending them to Post Office Box 522. Here in Atlantic. Again, my thanks to Tom Welchins and Brad Pierbolt for stopping by. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.